Oh, you love the music, huh? And on the Wurlitzer organ, and those of you streaming don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but it's I Want to Hold Your Hand by Wurlitzer Organ. Imagine that. Even the Beatles didn't imagine that. Welcome back into one of the top midday radio shows in the country, happily in the National Radio Hall of Fame. Happy to be spending noon to two with you. You can stream us. You can podcast us at WJR.com. I hope you have the free WJR app on all of your devices and WJR Facebook and YouTube pages, live video streaming. Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.News, one of the early adapters, is here to talk about many things, but certainly how Friday's Supreme Court decision on tariffs might affect the auto industry. Hello, Paul. Long time no talk to.
I know. It's been much too long. I'm glad to connect, even if it means I'm in between flights down in Atlanta, Georgia for the moment.
Any troubles with TSA or any of that stuff?
No, I did talk to a couple of the folks up in Detroit when I got on the plane. I was going through security today. Let's just say they're not happy. But oddly enough, I found them to be more friendly. And I think more people were actually walking up to the TSA agents and saying thank you, recognizing that they're continuing their work as always, despite, is the technical term getting screwed? I think that's probably how we might describe it at the moment.
I'm not sure if that's the term or if we can even say it on the radio, but you just did. So anyway,
yeah, I did.
It's been a problem, and I salute anybody for whatever reason, when they realize their job is very important and very special, that they keep working amongst the morons in Washington, D.C. But that's enough of this. Let's just talk about, now we saw the auto industry, the president thought he was going to help them when he made some changes about fuel and all that stuff, but they already had spent billions of dollars to prepare for the new way. So many of them just wanted to keep it going. Now, what's the latest? You stay on top of this. I do not.
I'm not going to be political and mention somebody in particular with an orange tan who some folks in the industry are very quietly describing as, what was that term you used, moron?
I didn't use that for the president, nor would I.
No, but a few of the folks at very senior levels in the auto industry have told me that, on condition that I don't mention them by name, but let's say that several of them have C at the beginning of their title. I think people are getting extremely ticked off in the auto industry. The just constant change based as much on the whims and the weaknesses of an individual as opposed to good, sound strategy. Paul, you've been around long enough to know that automakers do planning not based on whims, not based on, you know, slights, not based on short-term issues. They try to run things based on strategies that are laid out over very rarely months, usually years, and sometimes many years. And yet that's what they're all dealing with right now. They don't know what's going to happen from day to day, to week to week, to month to month. Look what happened over the weekend. The Supreme Court, including three justices from the conservative wing, two of whom he appointed, said, hey, guess what? This is not legal. You're not doing the right thing with
it. Doesn't follow the Constitution.
Correct. And what happens? He just goes and finds a new way to put it in. He enacts 10%. The automakers that I spoke to went, oh, dear God, here we go again. And then the next day they wake up and find out because he was ticked off, he increased it to 15%.
Right.
And we don't know what's going to happen. By the way, let me make one thing very, very clear, Paul.
Yes.
There are so many different laws affecting tariffs that the auto industry was caught in this weird quagmire. First of all, there were the tariffs that the Supreme Court rejected, but there were other tariffs that affected the auto industry that were not subject to review, at least not to this review. So the auto industry has had to deal with a lot of different type of tariffs, and this new one now seems to be from yet another law out there where it appears the president can take action for 150 days. Now, 150 days just complicates matters and runs up costs for the industry at a time when affordability is a nightmare and profits are taking hits. So we've got a stinking mess here right now. And a lot of automakers are not happy about who they sank money with in 2024 in the election.
Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.News. Quick question now. Is there going to be a massive surge of imports into the United States, including into Michigan, in the short term?
I don't think so. I can't see how that would happen. First of all, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the tariffs that do cover the auto industry are different from the broad tariffs that the Supreme Court rejected. So that means that many of the things that were impacted by what the president has done over the last year won't change. We'll continue to see autos facing tariffs. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the study. I'm going to be publishing a report in just a few hours. But it looks like the tariffs have had a significant impact. But it depends on what country you're coming from. Oddly enough, the biggest hit on in terms of tariffs were on Canadian vehicles. You know, the country that we're supposed to have this great relationship with, and we long did, averaged about $4,000 a vehicle in higher costs, slightly less for Mexico, slightly less for Germany and Japan, and South Korea seems to have pretty much skated. But even the United States vehicles, U.S.-made vehicles, have been hit. Right now, I think the industry is just trying to figure out what is the new tariff situation. Does this really change anything? Right now, I don't think anybody in the business has a clear sense, especially because they know Trump is just wildly flailing right now, and he may use other laws to try to enact further tariffs.
Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.News. Safe travel to you, Paul. Nice catching up.
Good to be with you, Paul.
We continue in Focus. Paul W. here at 146.